SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On our next stop, Roundabout JA, we pay a visit to Jonathan Grant High School. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and a child care tip. Welcome. Stay with us. Jonathan Grant High School in St. Catherine has been a school to watch over the past 3 years, since Dr. O'Neill Ankle was appointed to the post of principal. And as it continues to strive for excellence, the school will be hosting its science fair and exhibition on November 20 under the theme, Promoting Holistic Development Through STEM Education. The fair will focus on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM, and will feature robotics and recycling competitions, and booths from several agencies in the science and technology industry, such as the Scientific Research Council and the Meteorological Service of Jamaica. Event coordinator Sharifa Campbell-Holness says the students are excited about this year's fair as it gives them a real look at the area.
Our aim is to open their eyes to a practical side of science. Sitting in the classroom, you know, you do a lot of theory, and with lack of resources, we do demonstrations sometimes for experiments and stuff. But at least on that day, they can get a wide range of what science is about, and our students are very excited.
She made special mention of the recycling competition themed Plastic to Fantastic. The competition requires students to use plastic bottles and transform them into something, well, fantastic. There will also be a robotics competition, and students from other schools in Spanish Town and Portmore have already been invited to participate in the day's activities. Three of our local universities will also be on site to guide the students interested in STEM careers.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
You know what you eat so?
Kalaloo and fried dumpling.
Kalaloo? Where you get it from? You plant Kalaloo?
No, me buy from me Chinese boy, in Peter.
Jeez and P, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the Kalaloo yesterday and this man in half fight gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me Kalaloo for $30 bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police, 119, Crime Stop 311, or the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit.
Under the Vision 2030 plan, the government is working to ensure that there are adequate health facilities with well-trained personnel and efficient management systems. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, where we look at cassava.
There are two types of cassavas. They have the bitter and the sweet cassava. The bitter cassava, now it was, it could only be used to make pudding or bami. But I was told that it has a poisonous substance in there, and that can be extracted by grating the item and putting it, leaving it overnight to drain. The powdery substance was used to make bamis. And then also the pudding, we used to call it pone at that time, because the finish would be a very hard substance. And we could normally eat that with some chocolate tea, and that could keep it for the whole day.
Here now is a child care tip. Give your children simple tasks at which they can succeed. Children who feel good about themselves will be willing to try new things. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And on our community notice board, the National Health Fund will host a Community Health Day at the Church of God of Prophecy, 47G Old Hope Road, on Thursday, November 19 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visitors will benefit from free health checks and counseling. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout GE. On behalf of Student Engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.